mantle of white. A heaven, a diamond shines down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill in the weather.
Now, this was the song that won you over.
Absolutely. Right? The harmonies are amazing. Got to tell you, I'm loving the accents, too.
Susie Roach joins us right now, and her daughter, Suzzy. I'm sorry. I'm 301 now. I said your name incorrectly over 300 times. Suzzy, I'm sorry. Suzzy Roach is here, and her daughter, Lucy Wainwright Roach, are here. That song, by the way, one of my favorite Christmas carols of all time, and you guys did it in a way no one's ever done it before.
Yes, and it's especially great to hear it in September.
Right. It's coming.
Way before Christmas.
Far before.
That's all right. It's our favorite holiday anyway. What year was that recorded?
Oh,
ballpark.
I don't know. It's all a blur. It's got to be 20 years ago, at least.
At least. And your sister Maggie passed away in January. Very, very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's very difficult. You know, we worked together for my whole life, and now she's not here. It's hard to really understand that. My brain is not accepting it.
And she started out the whole Roaches scene, didn't she?
She was sort of the heart and soul, I would say. You know, she was my oldest sister, so... She sort of, and she was a brilliant, you know, songwriter and musician.
What is it when siblings sing together? There's something going on with the vocal harmonies that no one else can achieve. You guys certainly pulled it off, but what's going on there, do you think?
Well, somebody once told me that you have the same shaped vocal cords. I don't know if that's true, but I think there's something also with the mother-daughter thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's something about being related.
Yeah.
Which you are now touring with your daughter. Lucy, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
It's kind of cool working with mom when your mom is a rock folk pioneer.
Yeah, that's what I call her. A rock folk pioneer.
Does she make you call her that, or is
yes.
that a volunteer? It's all
I have
volunteer?
To call
all right.
That, yeah.
That's excellent. Years ago, friends of my wife and I, Dan and Margaret, were getting married, and you and your sisters were their favorite band, and they sent you an invitation to attend the wedding and possibly perform if you were in the mood, never expecting to hear from you. And they got a response about a month later saying, if we weren't on tour and in another city, we'd be glad to be at the wedding and perform. Unfortunately, we're going to be in Seattle or whatever city you were in. But I just thought that was the nicest thing in the world, that you guys would respond and have a backup excuse already.
Yeah, well, you know, the people who have listened to our music, we have a very special relationship to. It's like, you know, because we're not big, huge stars. So
yeah.
It's people have to really seek it out. And it really, it's a very deep thing, you know, because a lot of people have been very affected by the music, and that's, you kind of wonder when you do these shows and make these records, is anyone going to come, or is anybody hearing it? And they are. It's amazing.
And you'll be at the City Winery tomorrow night. It's Tuesday. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 8. And you guys, you and your sisters, your other sister, Terry, you began singing in church. Is that how this all got started?
Yeah, we sang in the choirs when we were kids. I mean, that's a long time ago now. Like, I'm old.
You're not that old. You're not that old. Lucy, your pedigree is amazing. Both your mom and dad, incredible artists with the music. Does that put a little extra pressure on you to do this, or does it make you want to shy away from it at some point in your life?
When I was younger, I wasn't interested at all, and I actually went to school to become a teacher.
Yeah.
And I did that for a couple of years, and then somehow I got sucked back into this. I think my mom would have liked me to be a lawyer or something that could pay for everyone else who's a musician.
Yeah.
Yes, the day after she got her master's degree, she went on the road with Rufus, her brother, and my heart sank.
No.
You gotta be kidding me. But she has a beautiful voice, so what can you do?
I have an 18-year-old son who wants to be a musician, and I'm trying to tell him to get a backup plan just in case. Because really, not a lot of people buy records anymore. It's the tours that make your money.
Yeah, I know. When those CDs go, I don't know what we're going to do. That's really...
Right,
we count on our CDs,
but, yeah. But people are like soon going to be like, what's a CD?
I know.
Right, yeah, not far off. You have guitars. It'd be ridiculous if we didn't ask you to do a song or two. Is that possible? Could you do that?
Yeah. Well, we have two songs we were thinking. One of them is a song about Chicago.
Oh, beautiful.
Would you like to hear that one?
Oh, very much, yeah.
Okay, great.
I wrote this song when I was working as a nanny in Chicago and spent 4th of July looking out the window of one of these big hotels downtown here. So that's what this song came from. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Chicago, you are mine.
Suzzy Roach and Lucy Wainwright Roach, her daughter. It's got to be so cool to hear your daughter singing as a musician. Wow, she's really good. But that's your daughter. She sings like an angel.
Yeah, I know. I know. She's always had a very angelic, pure voice. She's like that as a person, too.
If she didn't sing well, would you still talk to her?
I'm telling you, I told her, don't even do this.
If you could
do anything else possible.
Really?
Only because it's a hard life, you know.
Yeah.
But it's also an amazing life because you're always traveling. I mean, look at this beautiful day here in Chicago. We get to come here. And
it's like the year-round here.
No,
it's always like
this. No, this is the right time to come here.
Think about it, though. We all like to tell stories. Bill and I work on the radio to be able to tell stories. You meet someone on the street. You talk to your friends. You're able to put it to music. So it has to be so rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. You have to give up a lot to do it, but it's a very special thing.
They will be appearing tonight at the City Winery. You can get there at
tomorrow
6.
Tomorrow night.
I'm sorry,
right?
Yes, Tuesday night. City Winery, 8 p.m. start. We're going to take a quick break, and will you grace us with another angelic song, please?
Sure.
All right, more coming up next. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we are here with Suzzy Roach and her daughter, Lucy Wainwright. I am done talking for the day. Lucy Wainwright Roach, and they will be appearing at the City Winery tomorrow night, September 19th. 6 p.m. doors open, 8 p.m. start. We are so happy to have you here. And will you do another song for us?
Sure. This is a cover song by a band called The Beatles.
Nope.
Never heard of
them.
Sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4. Day breaks, your mind aches, you find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry, she no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears, cry for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. Ba 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 ba. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears, cry for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out, she says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches, there will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears, cry for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
I don't want you to stop.
That's so beautiful.
I really don't.
Oh, so beautiful. Who would you like to hear cover one of your songs?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I guess there's so many young musicians right now,
yeah.
they're starting to cover Roach's songs.
Are they? Yeah.
And so I'll take anybody who wants to cover them.
Really? There's no one performer or band that you go, that now that would be something.
Well, It'd be great, the Indigo Girls.
Yeah.
They do one of the Roaches songs. Actually, Lucy has been touring with them, and they do it with Lucy, the Hammond song, which is one of the Roaches' favorite songs. And if they recorded it, it would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
You know, they're great people. And we kind of feel like we, you know, we're pioneers that sort of, you know, we handed the torch over to other, you know, women singers.
Absolutely, you did.
And that's a great feeling, especially as I'm getting older, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's particularly amazing to sing with Lucy because I never thought we would do this, and it's really fun.
You sound so beautiful. You guys just sound so incredible.
Do you miss doing the sound of a cockroach? Tiny Toon Adventures. Do you miss that?
That was fun.
I'd like to hear Lord cover this. I think that would be that'd be a big hit, I bet.
Yeah, Lord would be. Yeah, she would be a good
player. I like it when kids on the internet cover my songs. Like, sometimes if you go on YouTube, little kids, you know, like kids who are 10, 11, 12, 13, there are videos of them learning the songs, and that's really cool because I was a kid that age who loved music, so, but of course the internet has made it so you can end up seeing those things.
Right.
That's the teacher in you speaking, by the way, liking to see those young kids doing it. It's a pleasure to meet you both, Suzzy Roach and Lucy Wainwright. Do it.
You were close.
Lucy Wainwright Roach. You know, if I look at it, I'll screw it up. Enjoy your time in Chicago. Enjoy the sights, because your show's tomorrow night at the City Winery, 8 p.m. start. It is a pleasure and an honor to meet both of you.
Oh, thank you. So
thanks
for having
ladies.
Me.
Thank you. Sound great. We'll take a quick break, then some news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.